Tonight, former President Obama back on the trail for Joe Biden.
I am back here tonight to ask you to deliver the White House for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Polls show Biden slightly ahead in a state that had not voted for a Republican president since 1988, until President Trump won by just 44,000 votes.
I got my start working in a community just like this.
In Philadelphia today, Obama appealing to black men, a voting bloc that did not give Hillary Clinton the turnout she needed.
The easiest thing to do is just say, well, I quit. But we can't afford to quit. Our ancestors, our fathers, our grandfathers, they had a much better excuse to quit than we did.
In contrast to President Trump, Biden is off the trail, preparing for tomorrow night's big debate, telling a Wisconsin station he likes the new measure, at times cutting off their mics.
I think it's a good idea. I think there should be more limitations on us not interrupting one another.
But sharply disputing accusations, his son Hunter profited from the Biden name in his overseas business dealings.
It's a last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family.
While the president is in attack mode, Biden is trying to strike a closing message of unity.
There is only one America.
There are warning signs for Democrats in Pennsylvania. Since June, Republicans have outregistered Democrats in new voters by more than 2-1. Former President Obama telling Pennsylvanians voting doesn't make everything perfect, it makes things better. Trying to get out the vote in a state both campaigns need to win. Lester?